On April 25 at the Western Development Museum, students enrolled in the SASC Polytech School of Business had an opportunity to showcase their recent business innovation projects. One of these local student groups is looking to develop a new plastic recycling facility in Moose Jaw. The group consists of Tolofari Taminatani, Mwinti Zonheen, Nani Kaur, and Atoro Jones, who are all studying in the school's business diploma program. Together, their business is called Eco Creations. Our business is about transforming plastic waste into durable sewer pipes for construction, Jones explained. The project was chosen, he said, because these students wanted to focus on sustainability all while helping to preserve the earth and make it greener. They're also looking for ways to meet what they've discerned to be a projected near-future housing demand in Canada. So, with that in mind, we think there's going to be a construction boom in the near future, thereby increasing the demand in building materials, including sewer pipes. And so, we're thinking, how do we meet this demand? While, at the same time cleaning up the environment and preserving the earth, he said. To achieve this, the students plan to utilize readily available plastics that currently litter many parts of the environment, including open fields, cityscapes, and even the world's oceans. To source the required plastic materials, Jones said the group is currently working out the logistics for how best to collect waste materials efficiently. One of their leading ideas is to introduce a rewards program like SARCAN's cashback incentive for aluminum and glass bottle recycling. So, in case you have a need to buy plastic sewer pipes in the near future, with your collected reward points, we can give you a discount, Jones said. Plastic sewer pipes are just the start for these students who want to ultimately expand the range of products that could be manufactured locally. If it all goes well, we can make something else from the plastic, like tiles, in one example, Kaur explained. Their goal is to focus on necessary input materials to meet the projected housing demand, and plastic can be shaped into almost any form and used in a wide variety of construction applications. The project will also address a shortfall in existing recycling programs, as certain grades of plastic can be recycled whereas other grades simply continue to be disposed of irresponsibly in landfills. Jones said the project will accept all plastic grades, and research has determined that a blend of grades will help reinforce the overall strength and durability of their end products. All they require now is an investor who is willing to back the idea. We have everything figured out in the business plan. The only thing not figured out is money, Jones said. There's an endless opportunity to go with this, he added. There is a lot of plastic waste, and it will continue to be there, if nothing is done. To contact Eco Creations, Atoro Jones can be reached on behalf of the four-member group by phone at 639-525-6320 or by email at atorojonesreal@gmail.com. You can also ask to speak with any of these students by contacting the Moose Jaw SASC Polytech campus toll-free at 1-866-467-4278. The SASC Polytech campus in Moose Jaw is located at 600 Saskatchewan Street West. To learn more about the SASC Polytech School of Business, visit saskpolytech.ca/about/school-of-business.